Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And as always, this is John. Welcome, and good evening. We're very pleased to have everybody back with us for our June session of Ask the Archangels. And today is June 6, 2017. Before I get started, please make a note that due to the 4th of July, falling on a Tuesday, we will not have a Ask the Archangel session in July. But obviously, we'll be back. We'll be back in, on the air in August. Now, for this evening, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group. They would like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak up. This will assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group and that they feel, obviously, is very important tonight. Remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 on your phone and the number 1 to be put in the queue. And by the way, these sessions are being recorded and will be put up on our website within a couple of days.
I would like to add to that, I have arranged so many of you benefit, especially those who are in Europe and other time zones where it's like almost it's the middle of the night, and so they go on the website and they to listen. They were not downloadable before, so as a gift to everyone, because it seems to benefit so many, and even though you may not be asking a question on a specific evening, the feedback that we've gotten is that the questions always bring something to each individual that applies to them. So we have now made all of the Ask the Archangels recordings that are on our website under the teleseminar tab downloadable. So if there's a particular one that you feel that is of great importance to you, or you would just like to have it to refer to, you can download them now on your computer.
Good, thank you. That was great. So now let's move on, and everybody take a deep breath, and let's assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for the evening.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I am delighted to be here with you this evening as we explore together in these times of change. Many of you know of me as the angel who came to Mother Mary to announce that she would soon be giving birth. And many of you perceive me to be the archangel who brings messages and special awarenesses to humans. But I would like to give you a broader picture of what I represent in the archangelic realm. I carry very specific light frequencies that are very expansive and that add to your ability to in the creative process. So I am happy to share these light templates with all of humanity, because I dearly love humans, as do all of the archangels. And we are here to assist, to guide, and to help you alter the frequencies of light that you carry within your body, to upgrade your ability to hold very refined frequencies. So as you interact with us, as you interact with me, I specifically can imprint these light frequencies into your field if you ask, if you open yourself and invite me in to share who I am and the source light that I have the ability to transmit. So that said, I would like to speak with you this evening about certain light frequencies that are now available. There are many, many changes in your galaxy, in that beautiful Milky Way galaxy in which Earth is a part of. And these changes have occurred since the beginning of 2017. It is important that we start to communicate with you in a different way, more consistently. So in order to set that communication in play, it's important that as many of you recognize that these channels of communication are being refined and opened to a greater degree so all humanity benefits. These are great times of change. And these open channels that have now been created throughout the cosmos, throughout the creative realms, not only relate to communication through the archangelic realm or any of the angelic realms, but they relate to many, many different star systems that have held a certain light frequency within their energetic makeup of those star systems. Many of them did not drop their consciousness to the level that Earth declined. So they have held a level of refined frequency to be shared with Earth and humans at the proper time of their evolvement. The time is now. That time has come. And those channels have been opened. So now it's important that we communicate this to you, that we show you that these channels are available, and that you, all that is required of you is to recognize that you have this availability and this communication system that is now in place, and that you open yourself to receive. Have no expectations on how that dialogue or that communication starts, where it begins, and any specifics at first. Just open the channels of your body. Open your heart. Open your mind. Open your chakra system, especially your crown chakra. Open your root chakra. And be aware of that grounding cord that goes deep within Mother Earth all the way to the Christ Matrix, where it is anchored in a most auspicious light formation of Christ consciousness. So with intention, when you sit quietly, often, daily, if possible, and open these channels of communication within your body, within your consciousness, to receive. And then just wait and allow those channels to begin to transmit to you. Sometime these transmissions will be just a shift in the energy that you begin to feel within your body. There will be a warmth in your heart. There, you will begin to recognize that the pineal center is very open. The third eye, the crown widens. Work with these energies. Work with the possibility that that crown chakra now is very open, and in some of you individuals, it is open to the entire top of your head. It's like you have no top of your head. that when you are in this state of energy, of communication, that all parts of yourself are open to receive an energetic shift within your body, within your consciousness, and whatever transpires in whatever way, you may see beautiful light emanations of various colors, colors that are so luminous and vibrant that you don't really recognize them as something that you have seen in the world. Or they are that luminous that there's just such beauty. Recognize that these colors all carry an energetic. They carry a special coding, C-O-D-I-N-G, that has many light templates. You may hear sounds, bells, sounds, beautiful sounds, music, tones. These also are part of those communication channels. They are sound frequencies. They carry a creative energy within the sound currents, as do these colors. So it may not be in words, but never, ever think that those communication channels are not functioning. Because we archangelics are here to make sure that those channels are open, that they stay open, and that the frequencies of light continually stream in to planet Earth, to all humans, at whatever level they are capable of receiving. You see, beloveds, in order to be the Christed being that you are, and to not only receive, but to transmit, the first step is in the receiving, so that you take it into your body, that physically you embody it. You are that light that is streaming in through those various channels into your chakra system, into all parts of you. So that no matter where you are and where you walk, you not only hold it within your physicality, but you automatically transmit those light frequencies. You need say nothing, but you are just one beaming light frequency. But you must be willing to receive it first, to embody it, to be it. So not only are we archangelics a part of these transmissions, the master realm, the lords of light, transmit light frequencies, patterns that are designed to evolve your consciousness and to evolve your bodies. There are a great grouping of Star Brothers, beings from Arcturus, beings from Sirius, the Pleiadians, and vast regions of the cosmos that you don't have names for. So they are all gathered in a common goal to be that light transmission and transmit it very specifically through the dimensions into the earth energy and into the human field so that it can be received at whatever level the individual is capable of utilizing. They will never transmit or bombard your energy field with anything that will cause you harm or distress. These channels that are now open to you are very orchestrated, are very organized to be a gentle flow, and you receive exactly what is needed for you as that individual divine expression. so that you are very gently uplifted and transformed. So now, beloved ones, I am most anxious to hear your comments, to take your questions, and to just have a beautiful discussion. So please, dear ones, feel free to begin to ask your questions.
Hello, you're on with Archangel Gabriel.
Hello, Archangel Gabriel. I would like to ask, for the past 6 to 8 weeks, in the evening, usually after 7 or 8 o'clock, in my right ear, I get, it isn't a high-pitched hum, but it is a hum. And it seems to primarily be in my right ear. And it isn't so intense that I cannot hear or talk with other people. But it does seem to happen at least 4 to 5 times a week. And I wondered if you could give me any clarity on that.
Yes, of course. This is part of the things that I have been talking to you about. So isn't this a coincidence that you have
yes.
already begun to experience these things I have been talking about? A lot is happening within your system personally, dear one. And these channels of communication are stimulating certain areas of your neurology in that head region, especially over your right ear. There is such a, what you would call a crystalline formation that is a recorder cell that has the information of you at that soul level of every event, every lifetime that you have ever lived and every experience that you have ever had in any embodiment. And so this humming that you are hearing is the slow activation of that particular light channel that has information for you that will very slowly come into your awareness as you experience your life in this lifetime, and especially where it is applicable to parts of your mastery, talents and abilities that you have carried with you for many lifetimes and that are very valuable to you. So it is nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be concerned about, and that humming are the sound currents that are being activated and the actual crystalline light formation that is becoming available to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that information. I felt it was something like that, but it's very nice to have the validation. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question.
You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hi, Archangel Gabriel.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of comment on something and also just see if you could give me some clarity also. So in my daily meditation every morning, I usually invoke 4 archangels, and of course you're one of them. So I'm always calling you in and asking for, you know, guidance and that you're with me in this time when I connect to my heart and spend at least 45 minutes in what I just call energy transmissions. So I've been doing this for a while, but I don't ever see light. I mean, I don't ever see colors. And so I feel the energy, and when you spoke about some of our crowns just being open, I feel like that's exactly how mine feels. Like I don't even have a top on my head.
Yeah.
Because the energy is coming through. But I would love to see the colors as an expression, but I just don't. And is there any way I can help them?
First of all, don't be concerned. So
okay.
These channels that are open to you now, and you are you are another one of those that are coming into these great abilities that you have, that you've had for many lifetimes now. So where you need to concentrate is you have a channel that is already open to you where your clairsentient abilities are very engaged. Are you aware of what that is? Yes.
So it my knowingness.
Your knowingness, but it is the feeling, the energetics. You feel the energetics in your body.
Yes,
and you respond in like through the chakra system.
Mm.
So you are very, very open to these light imprints. Now, in regards to seeing the colors, that may or may not come because your talent or your ability here is being honed in that clairsentient realm where you are beginning to see that you are a very adept individual at reading or knowing energy. And I am very sure that you have experiences where you have entered a room and you know exactly the energetics that are present in the room, whether they are negative or positive.
Yes, positively.
Yes.
For quite some time. Yes.
And often, because you are such an open vessel, you facilitate a shift in those energies. You can, if you haven't already, by transmitting through those open orifices a light frequency that begins to shift the frequency range of the area or the environment.
Yes.
So this is one of your great, great talents, dear one.
Yes.
You will begin to see where in your day-to-day individual interaction that you will begin to read people's energetic field. You will know what they're feeling. It's not your feeling, and you're very clear on that. So you have a channel that is open to you that is very, very valuable. At some juncture, you will be able to know these color codes, not necessarily see them as a visual, but you in your mind's eye, as that third eye begins to pulsate, as it begins to come into more of an active positioning, that you will know those color codes intuitively, and you will begin to apply them.
Okay.
So there is much that is evolving in you, dear one.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You are spending the time in that receiving mode, and we are delighted for you because you have much to contribute in the coming times.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I appreciate the guidance you've given me. So thank you again.
You are very welcome. Many of you, dear ones.
Hello, Archangel.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. there's a lot to share with you, but one of the most wonderful things that has been happening to me that I would love to share with you. Of course, you already know, but my connection with animals, it's beyond anything I can explain, and it's beautiful. I mean, you know, I go out to behind my apartment, there's a little trail, and I find deer, and I find birds, and I find figures in the clouds. I feel accompanied by other beings. I cannot see them, but I feel I'm not alone. It's just extraordinary. You know, I'm talking to everybody. I mean, the lizards, the rocks, I sing to the sun, I touch the water. It's just one word that I have to describe all of that. And it's not that, it's just love.
Yeah.
It's just love. Nobody... It's not like, oh, I went to a class to learn how to do this. It just, I just feel this immense, immense, immense joy and love that I haven't felt. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I'm delighted that you shared it with everyone. Now, let me just very briefly say to you,
yes,
that you are a very open channel of light. And you are developing that love element within yourself so that you transmit it. And you, when you transmit it, you put no limitations on that. Whether it's a rock, it's part of the earth, it's part of the elemental kingdom, it's part of the earth itself, or it's an animal, or it's a being, it's a person. You do not put any limits on your love expression. And this is so needed in the world today, as you recognize. The other thing of it is, the result of that, that you are very blessed. You live a life in joy. Do you know how elusive that is to so many humans?
Yes.
That do not know that.
Yes, but it I is, know.
Yes, it is part of who you are.
And it hurts. It's hurting less, but
yeah.
I'm very aware. I'm very aware of it, but
So there's no need to hurt. It's just feel joy for yourself, because this is one of those things that you have carried for many lives, and you have blessed many by your presence in that joy. Now, their ability to receive it is not your concern.
Yes.
Your concern is to be the vehicle of that expression. And you do it well. So thank you for your comment.
Thank you, Archangel.
Yes, many needed to hear that. Blessings, dear one.
To you, too.
You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Archangel Gabriel. My question is similar to the first question on the call about the ears and hearing, but actually I'm thinking mine is going more into maybe the possibility of needing a hearing aid, and I've been putting it off hoping that the frequencies coming in now will somehow repair and fix the hearing so that I don't have to go that route. So any suggestions there?
Well, there's a little disruption as you cultivate these light frequencies that are coming through not just as the clairaudient channels, but through all channels of your body. From time to time, there is disruption in the reception of these energies and these light templates. And that causes a distortion in the sound current. So in that distortion, it disrupts your ability, because as you are aware, the inner ear has a vibration to it that directs the sound so that you hear it clearly in your physical body with your physicality. Now, there is a level of hearing that is beyond the physical apparatus. And eventually you will step into that. But for the time being, to eliminate any disruption, to eliminate any discomfort or strain in the body to hear at a physical level, by all means, allow yourself to get some assistance. And in that assistance, then the body relaxes and you begin to use those other channels that are open to you of the non-physical sound currents and the hearing at the spirit level, because the body is relaxed and open enough to receive. Do you understand? And there's nothing the matter with getting an apparatus to help you relax and assist the body until it repairs itself.
Now, I was kind of hoping it would happen sooner rather than later.
But do you see the stress that the you put on the body by the straining to hear?
Yeah. Yes,
you,
I do.
You don't understand how that inhibits and disconnects those frequencies that you are trying to cultivate. When you have stress in the body and you're straining, it causes disruption in the flow of the energy. So when the body is relaxed and those channels open, you can be in that receptive mode, receive these light energies, and then begin to direct them very specifically into that inner ear of the physical body to heal it, to begin to assist it to repair itself. But first you have to get rid of the tension in the body.
All right. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hello. Archangel Gabriel, hello.
Hello.
I would like to know about the relevance of a dream I had recently. Would you be able to help me with that?
Well, unless it's relevant to what we have been talking about, at this time, we are trying to work with this communication channel. So if it has to do with those, we would be happy to talk about it.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed the first 10 minutes of the call. So
it's about the light channels that are now available to humans.
I see. Okay. Okay. Well, I think I'll just pass my question on to the next person. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Gabriel, John, Joan. Thank you so much. I'd like to share just briefly and then ask a question, please. I'm really resonating with this whole topic. My whole body is vibrating quite amazingly. And what I've really been noticing is that, I'll call it telepathy, for lack of a better word, where I'm really aware of what is going on with people or animals and things like that, and there's an ease to it. Part of the communication, though, that's coming through me is what I'm really noticing is that I communicate differently with different people, and if I try to actually track it, it becomes very constrictive. And so sometimes I'm with a group or a facilitator or something, and I find that I'm saying things that I normally wouldn't say, and yet I feel like I'm just now getting into the groove, so to speak, of being comfortable with simply allowing what comes through me is exactly what needs to be there in that moment.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you excellent job.
Okay. Now, in allowing the energies to flow through, receiving these energies, I feel them as different channels, frequencies. I'm able to have awareness of what's going on, and I feel like the next evolution that is occurring within me is that I will actually be able to consciously, be aware of how to modulate energies so that I am actually creating supportive containers for whatever is... I believe I already do this,
yeah.
But it feels like there's a refinement that's happening along with this, and that it's part of these channels that you're speaking about.
Very definitely. Very definitely. You are very accurate. Now, as you allow yourself to be who you are through these reception channels, it awakens the wisdom of your soul. So you are no longer speaking from your personality of Joanne, but you are speaking as the wise one. from your soul. So there's no restriction there. And when that trust, it's important that you notice this, that when you're in the middle of this and you're perfectly aware that you feel like it's not maybe coming from you, that it is. It's from that wise part of yourself that is exhibiting itself in the proper channel, in the exact way that is in perfection. And so you have to trust that. And the refinement comes as you use this gift. You become the wise, one of the wise ones mm-hmm. in human form. And you step outside of the personality of the ego body. You just allow the spirit to, your spirit to flow through you and be the fullness of who you are. And it is an exact perfection that is needed in the moment. So that refinement comes the more you use your gifts, the more you use your abilities. They are automatically refined, and more of who you are at that spirit level is divulged, not just to others, but to you.
Okay, that's really beautiful. And as you're speaking, what I'm feeling is that although expression has been something that I have contained, now that it's coming through so beautifully, to really actually rely on my clairsentience, which is very refined in me. Like I'm very aware of that. I've allowed that to be refined, to allow that as the backup. So I will know and I will feel if something has gone off in the expression and be able to, rather than try to track it with my mind or figure
exactly.
it out.
Yeah,
so allow that capacity yeah. to
Correct.
Be my support mechanism.
Yes.
For
Absolutely.
That, okay. I have one other question, and it's around body, and in terms of, I feel like as these light codes are coming in, these channels, that my body is almost disappearing, and yet it isn't. Like I'm physical and I'm embodied more than I ever have been, and yet it feels like there's a lot of dissolution going on as well. So
yes, you're dropping density.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think if I try to ask that question too deeply, I'm going to get in my mind. So I'm going to just leave
yeah.
it there. Thank
yeah.
you.
It's best just left.
Yeah. I'll receive the energies that I've put through the question. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next level with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hello, Gabriel. It's Yulia, John. Thank you so much. The pressure is unbelievable right now. It's so hard to stay in physical body. And communication with people is very hard. So I'm just asking you, can you tell me something about?
The reason it's so difficult, Julia, is you take responsibility for things that are not yours to be responsible for. What you are responsible for is you. To walk in your daily life in joy with an open heart. Now, you have a great heart. You have great love for humanity. And you do not understand much of what is happening in your world because it's very foreign to who you are at a soul level. You love beauty, and you love to see the beauty around you. But often, you are put off by the ugliness of some human infraction. And you take that very much to heart, to wonder how you could make a difference. You make a difference in the beauty of who you are and allowing yourself to just be and to love irregardless of the ignorance and the exhibition of the frailties of humans. Many humans who are still so fast asleep. So as you navigate in your daily world. Be more cognizant of you. Stay in your sacred heart. Stay in the beauty of who you are and the beauty that you create around you. You are very skilled at creating beauty. Get into the colors and the beauty of what you create. And the frailties of humans, those changes must be done many times at that individual level. And you are not responsible. You are responsible for you and to creating beauty everywhere you are by just being. So take some of this pressure, this dense heaviness that you feel for the world off your shoulders and just live in the joy of the beauty that you create. Because the weight is oppressive and it is not yours to carry. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are
very
welcome, beloved.
Thank you.
You're next on with Gabriel.
Hello. Thank you for your presence. I have a question about the nape of the neck. Unfortunately, I missed the early part of the call, so I know you were talking about channels of energy and coming in. I will listen to the recording. But I'm experiencing that there seems to be an opening in the nape of my neck, and I feel as if it's a dimensional opening or a connection of some kind. And I remember that newborn babies always seem to have a beautiful nape of their neck. I've always noticed that energy there. So I was just wondering, is this part of our life body? Is this an energy portal of some kind?
It's an activation energy of your body that is due the nerve. It is very much of Kula oblongata that recedes and emanates. Part of these light channels are now available. It changes neurology and the ability of the brain more proficiently light those light channels. So this is what you are right at the base of the opening. It's not so much in the neck, the base of the head region.
Yes, just under the skull.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a limited amount in the medulla oblongata. This is what is occurring.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hello. My question is this. I have definitely seen changes in my clairaudience. There's much happening in that area. But on the other hand, I have not seen any improvement in my ability to feel. And I think that is an important part of my development. I wonder if you would comment on any disturbances or distortions that might be blocking me from embodying the new codes of light in that way.
Let us begin to look at your emotions and your ability to feel your emotions without being thrown off balance. Are you aware of, at any given time, how you are feeling? What you are feeling. It starts in your ability to recognize your own emotional state and not be thrown off by negative emotions, but be very aware and cognizant of your emotional state and how you can work with those emotions and those feelings in the body in a very coherent way. So to develop that clairsentient ability where you begin to sense energy patterns or energy feelings of the environment, you have to begin to work with that within yourself. And it starts in the emotions. At the fall of consciousness, when you navigated in that third dimension, there was great fragmentation in that emotional body and in the mental body. The mental-emotional body was intended to function as a unit, and the emotions are a very important part of your creative mechanism. So to be aware of your ability to feel is the first channel of expression, of opening yourself to a greater channel of that clairsentient ability. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah. That makes perfect sense, actually. That makes perfect sense. And thanks very much for reminding me of it.
You are very welcome. It was a very excellent question.
And I am honored. Thanks again.
You are very welcome. These have been delightful, wonderful questions. And the experiences that were shared were very relevant to everyone that has gathered here and very applicable in many ways to everyone. And we are delighted to see such depth in all of you, such openness and receptiveness to what is being given to you. And you are all excited, we can tell, by what is available to you now and the possibilities of what you can develop in yourself as great beings of light, as you develop your mastery and you apply it in your daily life, as you become the light and shine the brilliance of who you are at a soul level. We are delighted to see the energy emanations of this collective that has gathered this evening. And we are honored to be communicating with you at this time. So we will now close our session this evening, but we do not ever close these channels of communication with you. And we hope in the coming times that these channels will become more open for you at that individual level and benefit each and every one of you in a very unique way, because you are very unique individual expressions of the divine. You are that. You are important, dear ones, in the evolution of humankind. You carry that torch, you carry that example when you allow yourself to be the light that you are in that very unique way that each and every one of you are. Thank you for receiving us this evening, beloveds. Blessings, blessings. Good night, all. This is Joan.
And this is John. Wishing you a wonderful month, and we look forward to seeing you in August.
Good night.